Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So, happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com.
These guys are acting in accordance with the wishes of the government of the United States of America. Simple as that. Dollar sovereignty is supreme. Anything that threatens dollar sovereignty is going to get blown up. That's why we invaded Iraq. That's why we destroyed Muammar Gaddafi. That's why we're after Putin. Anything that threatens that dollar supremacy system gets whacked. And gold is one of those things that they have to keep into a range. And so they'll just do whatever they need to do.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Bitcoin was up 20% in just 5 days, and now it's down 10%. Yes, crypto is a very volatile space, but that's exactly why a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a week. What a month. It has been so crazy. I've got a list of things I wanted to talk about. Boy, was there drama in the markets yesterday, guys. I want to welcome back to the show Bob Kudla from Trade Genius. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing awesome, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I might as well start with this attaboy. This from one of your subscribers. I've learned a lot about options trading since joining this group. I'm now consistently making $2,000 a week. Thanks for providing the service, which allows me to stay home as a mom. I'll never return to corporate America and be a wage slave again. We'll talk a little bit about how you're helping people make that kind of money, Bob, in a second. But let me show something to the audience and to you about what happened yesterday. And yes, the invasion of Ukraine was the big news, but I'm talking about what happened to gold and silver and Bitcoin. Absolute insanity. Look at this. I'll quantify that with this from my friend Crypto Zombie over on YouTube. Listen to this.
Yesterday, we had gold absolutely skyrocketing while Bitcoin was falling, only to watch the two completely crisscross midway through the day, just as Biden was giving his speech. And today, we have Bitcoin up almost 10%, Ethereum 10% right now.
This is really crazy. People need to understand why that happened. How could they do this to gold and silver again? Well, Bixweir explains, 1 billion ounces of phantom paper silver.
Here's what happened yesterday. And this will blow your mind. As you know, we had the silver broke out of its 200-day moving average. It had been sitting under that for 7 months. And it took war to break out for it to bump over the 200-day moving average. Huge buy signal for the tech funds if it holds. The shorts, mainly JP Morgan, who facilitates it, and the big one, Bank of America, had to get the price back down under the 200-day moving average, just 2430, I think. They had to do it, no matter what. They had to do it. They just had to do it. So how many ounces of silver did they sell into the criminal COMEX market to facilitate a jump down a tiny, tiny amount to below the 200-day moving average. The numbers are in right there. Look at that. 204,000 contracts. That is over 1 billion ounces of silver, more than they mine in an entire year just to get it the price below the 200-day moving average.
All right. So that's what's going on in the markets, Bob. Just more malfeasance, more crookedness.
Yeah. So, you know, what happens in these situations is that whenever there is a market disruptive, like a news event, that we've had like a 40-year history now of basically you buy it via Pavlov's dog. And, you know, in these situations is that you don't even wait. So what we did on Friday morning, we literally bought and we got leveraged long early in the day, because we know the Fed becomes a foreign policy tool for the United States, and they're not going to let Putin or an event scare the markets or rattle the markets. And the reason why gold went down like that, what a lot of people don't know is that they sell gold, like you just saw there, that naked shorting of gold. They take that cash or that margin and they use that to plow into the stock market. So that's why a lot of times you see, and they do it with natural gas too, ironically. So a lot of times you'll see when the market has stress or risk off is that they have to close those gold shorts and gold flies higher. That's what was happening overnight. If you notice the move in gold overnight, it was up $60 and then they dumped it basically $100 for the day. And Bitcoin is kind of the opposite of this. So there seems to be a toggle between basically the Bitcoin hedge and the gold hedge. And if you notice, gold was getting a bid and Bitcoin was getting sold off, and then we just flipped. And it looks like Bitcoin is becoming a liquidity play now, Sean. So we're having really interesting dynamics going on in these hedges. It's good to know what they are, because it's you don't really, the why is not as important. If you understand what's happening, you can trade it and you can make money. And so I have to be kind of agnostic behind that, even though I love gold, I love Bitcoin, I hate the Fed. It's not going to let me get in the way of making money. And we've had an unprecedented move in the markets, up 300 points since the low on Friday or Thursday night into the close today. We closed at the highs today. And we basically went from one extreme of the market sentiment to another, the other end of the extreme today. And it was just, these are unprecedented times. What's happening in 2022 with the stock market has never happened before. People are just literally flummoxed. And it's just because of all the derivatives behind the scenes. Like gold, most people see all the time, you know, but now they're seeing it in the market everywhere, Sean.
I know I sound like a broken record, but can you explain to me how Bank of America gets away with this? Is it just because the CFTC looks the other way, the SEC looks the other way? Because again, it's rules for thee, not for me, as it pertains to these people. The SEC proposes new disclosure rules for short sellers targeting stocks, but I bet they're not going to rein in big banks that are short selling silver and gold with paper.
Yeah, you're dealing with, this is a foreign policy tool of the United States government. So they're just not going to, these guys are acting in accordance with the wishes of the government of the United States of America. Simple as that. Dollar sovereignty is supreme. Anything that threatens dollar sovereignty is going to get blown up. That's why we invaded Iraq. That's why we destroyed Muammar Gaddafi. That's why we're after Putin. Anything that threatens that dollar supremacy system gets whacked. And gold is one of those things that they have to keep into a range. And so they'll just do whatever they need to do until they're ready for it to go higher. People need to remember, we're still the largest gold reserve in the world. So when it becomes advantageous for the United States to let gold and silver rise, they'll let it rise. Same with Bitcoin. I'm convinced, my tinfoil hat tells me, is Satoshi is a U.S. government construct, and that'll have its purpose too as we try to reset out of a dollar fiat regime that's ultimately going to fail.
Well, in that same crypto zombie video, he does a nice job showing how market bottoms seem to happen every time, pretty much on the day of one of these invasions. So he shows Iraq, he shows Afghanistan, he shows what happened yesterday, every single time. And amidst all of this chaos, because of that invasion of Ukraine by Putin, we're seeing this from Mohammed El-Erain, who's saying, that's it. The Fed rate hikes are now off the table. He says 50 basis points gone.
What would you anticipate the next move being from the Fed in that case?
So this takes 50 basis points completely off the table. It takes the 8-9 hikes that a lot of people were talking about for this year off the table, and thankfully so, because you heard me say on your show that I didn't think the U.S. economy could accommodate and live with such slamming of the brakes of monetary policy.
So is it back to pump, 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 inflate, inflate, inflate?
Yeah, look, you know, the Fed came out yesterday and actually they actually were very hawkish. So I think they're probably still going to do a rise. And I know you and I talked about this offline before, is that they're going to probably do at least one raise, because they said they will. They're going to show their backbone. But my view is that's it. I tell all my friends, we're going to get our chance to refi our homes when the 10-year gets down to zero, because the only way they can keep this Ponzi going is that the bond yields have to continue to fall, and you can hit the zero bound, and they may flip them negative, which is then a tax on cash. And so that's why you want to hold Bitcoin. That's why you want to hold gold. And if you have a mortgage, you know, just keep refining it down, and, you know, to bring your cost structure down, because they will take this thing negative, and that's how they'll try to sanitize the cash, you know, with idle money sitting out there in bank accounts, and they're going to force it into velocity. And so that's what I'm putting out there, is that, and then gold and silver and Bitcoin will fly, because it'll be an alternate currency that'll gain value in a negative rate environment.
I saw an amusing tweet today from someone who noted that the Fed raising interest rates a quarter point, half point, is akin to trying to stop a 750-foot tall tidal wave with 20 feet of sandbags. No matter what they do, they're not going to stem inflation, are they? Can they?
No, and because people understand the Fed, all the Fed controls with raising rates initially is asset inflation. They really can't control the real economy unless they turn around and actually drive it into a recession. So you know, look, energy is not being controlled by interest rates. Rents aren't being controlled by interest rates. Medical is not being controlled by interest rates. And food is not being controlled by interest rates. So it really, to us, looking at it, is inflation's embedded. That's why we're so aggressively long all these commodities. We have a 6 to 9 month run. The Fed would have to raise interest rates every meeting until now, until the end of the year, to start to impact the economy. And all it's going to do is it's going to drive people into the poorhouse, and it still may not reduce the price of inflation, because the big problem we have is not demand, Sean. The big problem we have is supply. And you know, you can see it here with Putin. Look, we're in this stock called Mosaic, MOS. Look at the chart of that thing. We're making people a fortune in that, because they're a fertilizer company. And what did Putin do? He shut off exports of fertilizer into the world markets for 90 days. Okay. You know, they're the biggest gas producer. Natural gas, you can convert that into fertilizer. Okay. So he created a shortage. He has that ability with palladium. He has that ability with platinum. He has ability with wheat. Those are the commodities that, and to a lesser extent, uranium, which we're also long, because he kind of now is de facto, you know, running Kazakhstan behind the scenes here, because he helped pull that guy's stones out of the fire with the riots he had. So when we have supply chain problems like that, inflation's embedded. The Fed can make interest rates 40%. You still got to go out there and drive your car, okay? And it doesn't change, because they can't magically create supply. And that's why the Fed is screwed, and that's why we're screwed because of it.
Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. So happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, I want to show some more of those attaboys in a second. You can tell people listening here how you can help them make money every single day, a lot of money in these markets. But let me show this. You know, there's all these chartists and researchers and essentially historians that are looking at Bitcoin adoption and crypto adoption, and they're comparing it to cell phone adoption. We're talking about a curve that goes exponential. And according to Mike Alfred, it's amazing that Bitcoin is available for sale at 40K. People are literally selling an asset that has a 94.5% chance of hitting 400K at least once by 2026. Insane when you really think about it. Your thoughts on that? Is Bitcoin here to stay? I mean, I really think after what we saw yesterday, the answer is yes.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And actually, you know, Justin Trudeau is the, they should give him some free Bitcoin because his stupid Emergencies Act and the bank seizures just told people, you can't trust a centralized financial system controlled by a government. And so I think the power of a decentralized network has come to fruition. And now these programmers need to get their act together and start creating products that allow people to get their Bitcoin or other tokens, you know, quickly moving through the system at low cost so that there are alternatives for people to be able to live their life in a hostile banking environment. And you have to remember too, with Bitcoin is it's really an antidote for you know, bank failure or fiat failure, where you need to hop off the interstate, allow them to resurface the road, and then you come back in on top of it, and your assets preserved, and you're going to end the day with more wealth than you did before they did the restructuring, i.e., just like what Roosevelt did when he confiscated everybody's gold and then he raised the price of gold. You know, it's going to be the same difference, except your Bitcoin's going to be out of their clutches. And then you can then, you know, when the new regime comes in, if it's your desire, you can then transfer back into fiat, and you just created more fiats for yourself with the Bitcoin.
Well, you mentioned Trudeau. What a piece of filth. What a piece of human garbage. He's in the pocket of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, as is the finance minister there, Chrystia Freeland. These people have revealed themselves for the trash, tyrants, fascists, Marxists, communists that they are. And that's the good news. And I'm amused. I'm amused that they've done what they did, because the response by the people of accounts being frozen was people in Canada going to the banks and taking out all of their cash. And I believe the message got to Trudeau right quick, probably from the banks, that if you continue with this, there will be a run on the banks and the whole system will collapse.
Yeah, yeah. I think, and a lot of people open bank accounts in America and other domains too. So yeah, it didn't take long for him to turn tail, which makes him look even weaker, because we know now what he was doing wasn't really designed to save the sovereignty of Canada. It was a petulant vengeance run. And the other thing too is they probably got a phone call from Klaus Schwab and said, "Hey, you're on third base here. We're literally at first base. You got ahead of us, buddy. You opened your kimono, and everybody saw what would happen when we do this. We weren't ready to take control yet." So he probably got smacked, because he said he was told that he was advised. Yeah, he got a phone call. He got a tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, what a puke. And then he revokes the Emergency Powers Act after demanding it, because I think Parliament was going to vote and he didn't have the vote. So that would have made him only look weaker.
Right. And they stole that lady in jail. No bail for mischief. You know, these people they're unrepentant.
All right, I'm going to go back to that screen share. This woman's making a lot of money with Trade Genius. Here's Mark, says another nice day. Thank you, Bob. Good night. Bob says, you are welcome, Mark. AUY, I know that's a silver or gold play, GLDG. I've talked to the CEO of GLDG just recently. Tell us about this, making money on all these gold plays.
Yeah, so the last 2 to 3 weeks, we had a nice run on gold and silver, and we jumped it. Our algorithm says to buy, and we bought. We also bought GFI, NGD, and GDXJ, and so we had a nice run. And so he was just pointing out what some of the stuff he has. Here's our trades. The very top trade is AUY. You can see that. Those are the last like 15, 20 trades we showed. If they're in blue, they are still active. If they're green, that means we won the trade. You can see we haven't lost a trade. Last 30 trades, I think we lost three of the trades, and we have just nice winners in there. And our model right now is we're long commodities. We're in and out. I went back in on gold miners again today. We're shorting the ARC lady.
Kathy Woods.
Kathy Woods. She's like a gift that keeps on giving. DWAC, Trump's a gift that keeps on giving. And then we just look for opportunities. Look, we had Ego, made money on Ego. Cleveland Cliffs, we made money. We shorted the small caps. MOS, we're trading it again and again and again. And look at that. I bought that at 43.45. It hit almost 50 today. This spreadsheet I gave you is from Thursday morning, Sean. So from 43.45 to 49.50 on MOS in 2 days. That's the kind of insanity in the markets, and our algorithms are picking up on it.
That's remarkable, Bob. And for those that don't know, there is a support system with Trade Genius in the chat rooms, basically on Telegram. So just real quickly describe that and then tell people how they can sign up.
Yeah. So what we've done, how we structured our model for people is that we have these algorithms. You have access to them. We give you access to the algorithm. So it's not like Bob and his Ouija board back there. So, you know, we have what's called a range trader that helps you frame the consolidations and where to buy the dip, sell the rip zones are. And then we have another algorithm that turns around and it's called our ribbon system that literally will give you buy and sell signals within that range. And so we teach you how to use that, number one. So you could trade anything you want to trade, crypto, stock, futures, we don't care. Same methodology applies. And then, as you mentioned, we have chat rooms where people can communicate with me or the other traders that work with me, you know, whatever questions you have, you know, administrative, stock questions, how do I use the system questions, whatever it is, we answer it in the chat room. We have a VIP room where actually we could talk to each other like you and I are talking. So we have about 50 people in that room, and we help people trade the options. That young lady in there that wrote that, she wrote that to me yesterday. And we're helping her, you know, be able to be an independent trader and create an income. Well, she's in that room, so she's able to be more direct and say, hey, what about this? What about that? I don't understand this or that, whatever. And so we give a little extra help in that room. And then finally, I put trades out every day, at least one to two a day. And that's what you see on the spreadsheet. And I do that for one reason and one reason only, to show people the power of the system and to help them get a good start, and also for me to be accountable. So I can't get on a show like yours and just tell you I never lose money. There it is. The good, bad, and the ugly is on that spreadsheet. It's on my website. People can look at it. They can peruse it at their leisure. And you can see all the trades that we're in. And those we telegram out, Sean. So that's where people get the telegram messaging, so that when I put a trade out, I put them on Telegram. If I get interesting information, I put it out on Telegram. And then we also have our own proprietary chat room for people to communicate with us. Good system. Works well. And if you don't mind, a quick plug. I know we're talking here towards the weekend. I usually just do my specials to Saturday night. But for your listeners, through the end of the month, the 28th, 65% off I put for your clients in the anything bundled, stocks, crypto, futures. We have 7 bundles you can pick from, or you just go pick and choose anything in the store and you get 40% off. Use the promo code PRESIDENTS. Normally it's Saturday night. I would do that, but you and I had to change because the world changed on us, and it'll be till Tuesday night. I think Tuesday night is end of the month.
All right, very good. I will leave the link below. Just a couple more news items to share here as we round out this absolutely crazy week. Bob, I really do think, and I want your opinion on this, I really truly do believe that humanity is not only rising, but winning this battle. Now, we haven't won the war yet, but war is being waged against us by Klaus Schwab and these totalitarians that report directly to him. People like Macron, Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, probably Joe Biden. But humanity is waking up. And the good news is the mainstream horror media has never, ever had less credibility. Did you see this? CBS News the other day saying the U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, and supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis. Okay, not due to CPI rising for the last 18 months, not due to Federal Reserve printing, not due to the hyperinflation of the dollar, but due to Ukraine. And boy, did they get taken to the woodshed, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, look, the day Joe Biden got elected was the day we bought oil stocks. So and we've been rewarded consistently now for the last whatever, how long is he in office now? 18 months. So that's not going to change. You know, we hit $100 a barrel. Our target is 120. I thought maybe we were going to get there yesterday the way it was going, and we actually sold a bunch of our energy names yesterday because the move was unprecedented. I mean, it was up $8 in one day. But make no mistake, by the end of summer, we'll be over $120 a barrel, you know, unless Biden has a way to figure out how to open the taps up. And that's a bunch of bull crap. I mean, we saw it coming. He's causing issues in every industry he's engaged in. He's causing supply issues. Our ports are blocked up only because of political reasons. It has nothing to do with technology or anything else. It's that they're limiting the type of trucks that can go into these ports. It's just ridiculous. And I think these guys thought they'd be too smart by half. They thought they could raise energy prices, force everybody into the Green New Deal. They could cause supply chain problems and end them, make the pandemic brutal and then end it. And they look like heroes going into the election, but they tripped all over themselves. And now they're going to get no credit for anything, which they don't deserve. And they're going to get all the blame, which they are getting. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'm optimistic. I tell people all the time, I always try to walk people off the cliff. You know, these people aren't, they're not superhuman. It's just that they're immoral. And so they're willing to push things farther than a normal person is. But at some point, just like we saw in Canada, And you see it around the United States, more and more people are pushing back, and especially people who've never pushed back before. Virginia was for the United States. You know, they went after Mama Bear, you know, with the kids, and they got destroyed. And the same with Canada. They went after good old hockey people, right? Guys that work hard for a living and play hockey with each other. And now they're being told that they're terrorists. I mean, these guys are so over the top. So I love it. They always overplay their hand, Sean, and it's going to come right back to bite them.
Yeah, if we have fair elections in November 2022, these people are going to have their asses handed to them. And I could not be more serious about that. I want people to remember, and this audience does, who has caused all of this? What did he do on his first day in office? This slime ball, this imposter, this traitor, Biden, killed the Keystone XL pipeline. He's been dismantling American energy from day one. How about this article down here, Daily Signal? Killing Keystone, how Biden destroyed American energy. The man is a viper. He's absolutely in the service of foreign powers. And I guess I'll round out the conversation with just a little bit more good news. According to Zero Hedge, vaccination rates in the United States are plummeting as people are sick and tired of this narrative. It's not working. Pfizer's being called out by the BlackRock whistleblower, Edward Dowd. He's saying that they've committed fraud. They know they're caught. Wall Street knows about the fraud. That's why Moderna stock is down more than 60%. Pfizer's down some 20%. They have been caught. And that is the good news. Meanwhile, Italians are burning their vaccine passports. Humanity's waking up, Bob.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's like fool me once, fool me twice. But when you're going to give me a third booster in a year and a half, and keep telling me that the sky is green, You know, I think people finally woke up and said, whoa, especially now more and more people that are getting adversely affected. You know, you can't really hide this stuff anymore. And then, you know, obviously, you know, Ed O'Dowd's been on top of the life insurance thing, and that certainly can't be hidden. So, you know, it's going to be really, really and the stupid commercials, everybody gets blood clots. Oh, kids do get myocarditis. Like, what universe has that been in? So, and I think that's why they backed off the kids. You start killing kids. Oh, nightmare.
Yeah, absolute pits of hell nightmare. Well, we're going to keep our eye on all of this moving into the next month and throughout the year. And we'll get Bob back on again in March. Boy, spring's almost here, Bob. Happy spring.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was 30 degrees at my house this morning. I live in Southern California. People don't know that. And tomorrow afternoon will be 85.
It's climate change. Bob, it's climate change. And I'll tell you what, you know how we fix it? Yeah. We pay carbon taxes to bankers. That'll fix it.
We're so stupid. We should be paying out more.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yep, thanks, Sean.
All right, guys, the link is below, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for real news and truth. And for real news every single day, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. The antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family, guys. Bye-bye.
There is action to be taken. This can be stopped. And if this is stopped, then we can retain tens of thousands of service members.